Right, here's another reason that you should be listening to us after 6 if you don't already. This is what we did last night after 6 o'clock. In America at the moment, Paris Hilton has a woman pretending to be her. She's trying to check in hotels as Paris. She's even tried to apply for a credit card as Paris Hilton.
Getting some parties in the VIP section.
Yeah, she's got in places as well. Obviously, Paris's people aren't that happy about this. Now, we've sent Laura, who works on the show, out in many different disguises while we've been doing this show. We sent her out as a nun to see what she can get away with. We sent her out as a bloke. She had a lovely experience in the gents' toilets when the bloke whopped his wanger out.
She wore a wet... She's tried to recreate that, hasn't she, in her own personal time. She wore a wetsuit, didn't she, in Harrods? In the lift in Harrods?
She convinced everyone she was pregnant. But do you think this is her toughest challenge yet? She could convince anyone that she is, in fact, Paris Hilton. So what we did last night is we sent Laura to London's Bond Street, where the celebrities and rich people shop. Picture the scene. There she is on Bond Street, dressed all in pink, a la Paris, with a blonde wig, a pink bag with a stuffed dog in it, and some really unpleasant shoes.
A toy dog, we should say.
Yeah, a toy dog, yeah.
Not one that's been down the taxidermist.
If you want to see the pictures, you can go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to our pages. Laura is up there now as Paris Hilton. It's amazing. So, would anyone think that she was actually Paris? Listen.
Hi there. Look, this is going to seem like a really weird question, but do you actually recognise who I am?
No.
No. Thanks. That's quite embarrassing.
Should I?
Yeah.
Well, I know you.
Uh-huh.
From where?
I'm Paris Hilton. You know who that is?
I've heard the name.
Uh-huh. That's me.
Right. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Bye.
That was brilliant.
Oh, nice to meet you anyway, Paris.
Say they might have seen your video.
Okay. Hiya. Just want to say, you've got a lovely top on.
Oh, thanks.
It's really nice. Where did you get that top?
In the States, in Target.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you must recognize who I am, right?
No. Are you Paris?
Yeah. You're joking. You really knew that, right?
Well, the dog gave it
the
away.
The dog. He is Tinkerbell, yeah? Yeah. You're so sweet. Thanks very much. Bye.
You're hot.
She's hot. That girl there is hot.
Been spotted.
Did she believe it was you?
I don't know. She just goes, you're Paris, right?
Not only did she think you were Paris Hilton, but she thought the dog was real.
People did actually believe on the streets of London that Laura was Paris Hilton. And with an accent like that, who's not going to believe her? That's hot. Occasionally slipping into York.
Ooh, that's hot.
Coming next, Laura, or Paris, goes into one of London's most exclusive stores to see if she can blag some free stuff. Radio Uno en Ibiza. Deep Dish, Flashdance on Radio 1. Your call's on in 5 minutes. So, picture this. Laura is dressed as Paris Hilton. She's already managed to convince some people in the street that she is actually her. Madeline in Kent thinks she looks a little bit more like Penelope Pitstop than Paris Hilton. That's true. Hey up! But she's on London's Bond Street, right? This is last night, with a fake dog in a bag, and she's dressed all in pink like Paris would be. Proper LA fashion. You can see the pictures online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 to see how convincing she is. She's got maybe the worst American accent I've ever heard. That's hard! But can she convince people that she is actually Paris to get free stuff in one of London's most expensive shops? What's it like?
Loads of, like, shoes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, handbags and glass cabinets and stuff.
Do they have prices on them, the items?
Oh, no.
No price tags?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I found some prices.
Just give us one of the price tags.
Right. I found a handkerchief, and that's like £63.
63 quid for a snot rag?
A handkerchief. Unbelievable. Okay. Oh. Right, maybe tell them you're Paris Hilton at some point and ask if you can have something for free. Just pick some things out from the rails and tell them that they're hot.
Okay. Hi. Hello. Pleased to meet you. My name is Paris Hilton.
Hello.
There are loads of things in here that I think are really hot.
Yeah.
And I was wondering whether you might be able to give me some things for free.
Yeah. The thing is not up to us, it's up to the press office. So what you have to do is to ask your PR.
Right. Yeah.
Can you do anything for my dog, Tinkerbell, here?
Even, like, accessories or something that I can do for my dog, no?
Nothing.
Is there a problem with you not believing who I say I am?
No, it's not about this, but usually all personalities, celebrities, they don't actually come to us. They come to the press office.
So you're not questioning me?
No, no, I don't.
Or my dog.
If you say you're Paris Hilton,
or my dog.
Fair enough.
Right.
So you believe that I am Paris Hilton?
But you believe who I am, right?
Yeah, I believe who you are, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Laura, that disguise is better than you thought it was.
Yeah.
Does she think you're Paris Hilton?
Uh-huh.
That's hot.
That is hot.
So they do believe that you're Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
But they won't give you anything for free?
No. Nah.
As you run away from the store, Laura, I'd like you to tell them on the megaphone, which I know you've got with you in the bag with the dog, that you're Paris Hilton and you're not happy.
Okay.